Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're tackling a topic that's very critical for navigating life's challenges. That's being calm, cool, and collected. Managing your emotions. Let's get into it. Emotions are a powerful force in our lives. They can guide us towards joy and fulfillment, or they can leave us feeling overwhelmed and stressed and frustrated. The key to living a balanced, peaceful life is learning how to manage your emotions effectively. When you're remaining calm, cool, and collected, you're in control. You gain control over your reactions, you make better decisions, and you cultivate stronger relationships. So this podcast today is about unpacking the emotional intelligence and developing the skills to navigate life's challenges with grace and ease. So whether you're dealing with anxiety, anger, stress, or frustration, this podcast today will help you understand your emotions, regulate them, and use them to your advantage versus your weakness. So we're going to unpack practical strategies, mindful techniques, and just some overall personal ways to stay centered in difficult moments, communicate effectively, and build emotional resilience. By embracing self-awareness and emotional balance, you can transform the way you experience life, handle setbacks, and connect with others. Your journey to emotional mastery begins now. It's time to take control, stay composed, and move through life with confidence and clarity. Let's face it, there are times in life where life throws us curveballs. We face unexpected setbacks, challenges, heated conflicts, and moments that test our emotional resilience. So it's really in these moments where it's easy to get swept away by our emotions and to react impulsively and to say or do things we later regret. So this episode isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to manage your emotions effectively and responding with intention rather than reaction. So that's deep. And to cultivate a sense of inner calm, even in the midst of chaos, we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of emotional regulation and explore practical strategies for staying calm, cool, and collected when things get tough. We'll even explore the common triggers that can lead to emotional reactivity, discuss the importance of self-awareness and emotional intelligence, and get into practical techniques for managing stress, regulating your emotions, and responding with composure and dignity during challenging times. We'll be honest about the effort and consistent practice required to develop these skills, but also just celebrate the immense peace of mind, improved relationships, and increased effectiveness that comes with mastering emotional regulation. So there's so many triggers for emotional reactivity. So I want to get into those. What caused you to steam and blaze up? Because I know I do this podcast and I'm so calm, cool, collected, demure, but I can be a little spicy, a little fiery at times. So let's get into what are those things that triggers, you know, that reactivity, and how to keep your composure and keep your head in the game and stay composed. The first one is stress, feeling stressed and overwhelmed, feeling pressured or burdened by responsibilities. Another one is conflict and confrontation. I'm the type of person, I don't start it, but I don't mind finishing it. So that's something I had to work on many, many years now. I'm just so calm, cool, and collected where I feel like people aren't worth my energy. They're not even worth a response. So it takes time to get to that level. But you have to, not get as stressed out when dealing with disagreements and criticisms. And another one is dealing with unexpected changes, dealing with sudden disruptions or setbacks, fatigue and exhaustion, feeling physically or mentally just drained. And another one is personal triggers, past experiences or unresolved issues that evoke strong emotional responses. And maybe you're sleep deprived. I know when I lack sleep, I'm a little on the grumpy side, so not getting sufficient rest. So I want to go over some practical strategies for managing your emotions during difficult situations, maintaining your composure, and staying calm, cool, and collected. The first thing is to recognize your triggers. That's so imperative. That worked for me. I had to identify what things trigger me. What are these situations? And also, let's unpack this. Sometimes people can be stressed and they come to you because you're so positive, you're so upbeat and bubbly, and they try to rub those negative feelings and emotions on you. So they recognize your triggers more than you, and they come to provoke you because they're having a rough day or they're having a bad time in life. So it's imperative for you to recognize what triggers you, and also recognize when someone is trying to trigger you and bring out the worst in you. So you have to be very knowledgeable of your triggers and situations and people that tend to trigger those strong emotional reactions. And I just have this thing that I tell myself that I refuse to let people get the best of me. I'm not giving them the satisfaction. So that helps me nip those emotional triggers in the bud. Now, I'm human, but for the most part, that's my perspective. And one of the strategies also that works for me personally is just pause. When you see those people count to 10, you have to pause, breathe. This is why I love meditation. So you have to pause, breathe, think, and then speak. So it's a process. They're like, some people think, oh, you speak so slowly. It's times I speak fast. It's times I speak very slowly. And I'm delayed because I have to pause, breathe, think, and then respond. That's worked for me personally in that order. And just pausing, that stops me from speaking my mind and being super transparent, because every situation doesn't cause for you to be transparent. So you have to pause. That's what that pause is about. That's why people are counting to 10. And I like to breathe. Breathe for 10 to 30 seconds, because inhaling and exhaling for 10 to 30 seconds, that calms my emotions down. So I'm less triggered. And then I'm going to think, what you have to be mindful of, what's the real intention? What's the why behind what's being delivered to me? So listen with intent versus being so quick to listen to react or respond. So that works for me. So take a moment, pause, stop, breathe, think, and then speak. Try it. See if it works for you. It works wonders for me in that order. That's my whole little thing there. A big one is practice self-awareness. I'm big on self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, and physical sensations. Self-awareness is critical. Take a deep breath. Practice that deep, slow breathing to calm your nervous system. Ground yourself. Use grounding techniques like focusing on your sense of connections and being present in the moment. Practice mindfulness. Observe your emotions without judgment and reframe your thoughts. Challenge negative thoughts or, you know, ways to distort those patterns. And if you need additional resources on this, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. You want to make sure you have all of the resources to be able to manage your emotions, your thought process, and also set appropriate boundaries. Protect your emotional well-being by saying no to things that drain your energy and communicate assertively. Express your needs and feelings clearly, but most importantly, respectfully. And just practice self-care, prioritize different things in your life and activities that promotes relaxation and well-being. And I'll give you one final thing as well, as far as a strategy. You have to develop emotional intelligence. Learn to understand and manage your emotions and empathize with others. So emotional intelligence is key. But I also love different breathing techniques. There's the 4-7-8 breathing technique where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. So that's kind of like my little rhythm. You also can use visualizations, imagine a peaceful or calming scene, but you have to get a hold of your emotions. And managing your emotions during difficult situations, it's a skill that takes practice and patience and consistently, you know, doing those things. But with consistent effort, you can cultivate a sense of inner calm, respond with intention, and navigate life's challenges with greater composure and effectiveness, just being calm, cool, and collected. That's my demeanor. You gotta stay calm and you gotta be in control of your emotions. Even when it's difficult, even when you're dealing with difficult situations or challenging times, you have to manage your emotions. And one of the best ways to understand your emotions is by just monitoring how you're feeling daily, that mindfulness, because our emotions, they impact our decision making, our relationships. So you have to develop that emotional awareness. That's one of my core values, like awareness. So you have to have that level of emotional awareness and emotional intelligence, and just understand the core power of emotional regulation. So there's so many techniques for managing stress and anxiety. If you need to read books, listen to podcasts, speak with a therapist, whatever you need to do to manage your emotions and understand the power of staying calm under pressure and overcoming those emotional triggers. You don't always have to be triggered. I mean, it could be offensive, but you need to pause. You need to be calm and collected, because 9 times out of 10, if it's coming from a person that's constantly trying to trigger you, they're doing that for a reason. They're looking for a reaction. So don't give them the satisfaction. One-up them by controlling your emotions. So building resilience and inner strength, but also having boundaries and standing up for yourself in a respectful way. You have to speak up as well. So if you're triggered, be calm, be cool, and collected before you deliver any response. That's really the end game here. So you have to build resilience and inner strength, of course, turning those emotional challenges into growth opportunities. What are some lessons that you can learn from moments where you didn't react the best and you exploded and you didn't manage your emotions? Use that as a learning tool. Reflect on that. What were those times? They may seem embarrassing. They may seem so far-fetched, but use those as an opportunity. Instead of being embarrassed, use it as an opportunity to grow, to evolve, and think of how you could react differently when that situation occurred. Because in life, we're going to always experience some form of, you know, experiences with triggers. So you have to really assess how you're reacting and what your triggers are. And just cultivate a positive and balanced mindset, strengthening your mental, emotional, and resilience, and express your emotions in a healthy way. That's so key. You don't have to blow up. You don't have to explode. And there's this thing called scream therapy. If privately, scream into a pillow, scream in the room you're alone, but, you know, control those emotions for the most part. Whatever you need to do to be healthy, there's a healthy way to express your emotions. And there is power of active listening and empathy. Listen to understand and be open to
another person's point of view and resolving conflicts with emotional awareness. And practice that mindfulness for emotional clarity. Emotional clarity is so imperative. And all of these things you want to try to do, different daily habits and routines that you can implement for emotional well-being and just creating that overall calm and balancing lifestyle. That's the lifestyle that I live, a lifestyle of calm, peacefulness, clarity, and just, you know, being balanced and fulfilled. That's really what it's all about. Not to say you're not going to be triggered, but when you are triggered, you have to keep your composure. So thriving in life with emotional mastery, that's the name of the game. That's really where it's at. Applying emotional intelligence to your personal and professional success. So the main thing is you have to maintain that emotional stability through life's ups and downs, no matter who pissed you off, no matter who's getting on your last nerve or gotten on your last nerve, you have to remain calm and keep your composure. You get bad news, you face rejections, you face setbacks. You have to stay calm. You can't blow up. You can't lose your composure. Someone's coming at you. You have to remain calm because a lot of these things will work themselves out. And the last thing you need to do is to overreact and be triggered and lose your composure. So you have to focus on that. Just that emotional mastery. It's a foundation. It's a skill set. And it requires patience to get to that level and consistency so that you can have a fulfilling life, a peaceful life. And by learning to manage your emotions, you can respond to challenges with great clarity, deepen and strengthen your relationships, and create a sense of inner peace. So you can improve because also, too, when you're in control of your emotions, you open up a higher level of dialogue and communication because you're allowing others to speak without talking over them, without disrespecting them, without yelling and being irate. So there is power in being in control and managing your emotions and not being so quickly triggered. And think before you speak. There was a time so long ago where I would just say things, say it like I feel it, say it like I mean it, but I don't do that anymore. I think before I speak. So therefore I speak a little slower than usual because I'm processing my thoughts so that I can articulate the appropriate response and not just say the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm very big on being authentic and keeping it real and being transparent, but I've learned over the years that it's best to keep my thoughts and opinions to myself and be, you know, neutral and I don't want to say diplomatic, but you got to just think about how your responses will affect others and how it's going to age well. Is that going to come back to bite you in the butt or harm you? So it's best to calm down and be rational when you're having conversations and just using your emotional intelligence because oversharing, over-talking, that's not where it's at. That's not emotional intelligence and that's not being smart about your emotions and situations, and that's not going to enhance relationships. So I'm all about having that peace and just building great relationships. And the way to do that and have those fulfilling relationships and have that inner peace is just understanding your triggers and working on what triggers you, understanding what the root of that is so that you can respond a lot better with clarity and ease and think before you speak. And the situation will be much better. 9 times out of 10, that situation will be a lot better. And you'll be proud of how you gracefully handle the situation. What situation has recently tested your emotional regulation? What techniques from today's episode can you apply to help you manage your emotions effectively in the future?
Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to manage your emotions and create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.